This is Diolus Saint introducing Saint Cyril and Methodius. To what lengths do missionaries have to go so their people can understand the faith they have come to preach? As we begin our story of Cyril and Methodius, we must look back to the year 806 AD. This was the year in which the ruler Charles the Great, better known as Charlemagne, died. He had united many of the barbarian tribes which had earlier been attracted to the rich but poorly defended lands held by the Western Roman Empire in Central Europe. He had introduced Christian ideals into society and encouraged schooling for all children. Some saw in Charlemagne a return of the past glories of Rome within a Christian context and named this the Holy Roman Empire. Upon his death, however, the empire was divided among his sons, who were not as skillful in diplomacy as their father, and it was soon reduced to disorder. In 850, the Moravians, or Slovaks, who occupied the northwestern part of Europe, declared their loyalty to the emperor of the Eastern Roman Empire in Constantinople. The attitude of these people was pagan, for there was slavery, human sacrifices offered to the gods, mothers were allowed to kill their unwanted girl children, and the government was ruled by pagan priests. Cyril and Methodius were brothers. Cyril, the youngest by 15 years, did so well with university studies that he became a full professor with the nickname the Philosopher, and within a short time became a monk. His brother Methodius was also well educated. He had served for a time as governor of a Slav colony. Then he followed his brother, became a monk also, and was elected abbot of an important monastery. Several years later, the Prince of Moravia approached the Greek Emperor of the Eastern Roman Empire to strengthen the ties between their countries and asked him to send missionaries from the East to introduce Christianity. He also hoped to offset the influence of German missionaries who were loyal to nearby Western princes who were allied to the Western Roman Empire, which was centered in Rome. The first requirement was that the brothers know the Slav language. Although Latin was the official language of the church, it was thought their mission would be more effective if they used the language of the people to whom they would preach. They were fluent in the language of the people and used it whenever they preached and celebrated Mass. Their familiarity with the Slavonic language was a large factor in their success. To create a written language, Cyril even modified the Greek language to create certain Cyrillic characters which are still used by the Russians and other Slavs. But some German priests did not accept the use of the vernacular language in Mass and complained to the Pope so much that he called the brothers to Rome for a hearing. After their discussion, he not only approved their methods, but even supplied them with letters encouraging them to continue. Cyril died in Rome before he could return to his people, and Methodius was consecrated as bishop, which meant he could ordain priests to assist him. But when he returned, he found his work was hampered by the rise of fierce Hungarian tribes which had invaded and unsettled the region, and the German clergy who still continued to criticize him. Before his death in 884, he had completed translating almost the entire Bible into the Slavonic language. He was so well liked that many people from all walks of life traveled to attend his funeral. He had made himself all things to all people, so that he might lead them all to heaven. As Greeks, the brothers had worked in close cooperation with Rome and are named as patrons of church unity and reunion.